everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Grace Taproom Podcast. I am your co-host, Mike, and with me, as always, is the Green Goblin's ugly twin sister, the trash can.
That's all you got?
It was on the spot.
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Congratulations. That was cool. All right, I am the fucking trash can.
Yeah, you are what you are.
I am what I am, and what I am as I is.
Okay.
Sweetest song.
All right, let's get into this because I'm excited. I've waited too long and I can't handle it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, we have
let's just introduce the most
bussin' ass lit fam dab on the haters podcast of all time. Our very good friends from Whiskey Hell. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Fitz and McShane. I tried to go Gen Z dab on them vibe, but clearly no one was feeling
that. They're bussin'.
You just needed to drop like a this is lit. And for real, or whatever the hell that is, too.
On God, these fellas be bussing straight up.
I was hoping we'd have one of those, you know, one of the like party horns, like. Burr, 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 burr.
Oh yeah, Saturday or Monday morning DJs. That's what we.
Yeah, like that. Well, hey, if wait, here you go. If you here got you a hole. It. Oh yeah.
Here you go.
Yes. Yes.
I'm so ready now.
All right, McShane, so go ready for now. It.
My dick is hard.
I'd like to talk to you about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Who is that? Is he lost again?
He's the Easter Bunny. Everyone,
we need to find him.
It's Easter weekend. Let's all give it up for God.
Let's let Jesus.
We're already starting.
Let's let Jesus.
Gigi.
Podcast.
Gigi. Gigi.
So, okay. So I thought about stuff at work that we could talk about on tonight's episode. And one of them that really, really hit me hard was, would.
How hard did it hit you?
Pretty hard, actually. And I really want to know. And I'm going to.
How hard is it? Sorry.
It's veiny hard. It's like a Snickers bar hard.
Yes.
That's how it Snickers bar be. In January.
It's thicker than a Snicker.
I'm lactose intolerant.
So I was listening to a podcast and they were talking
those about are Puff Daddy lyrics, right?
Sure.
Listen it. Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I won't interrupt you. I'm sorry. That had to be done.
That was fucking great.
I'm glad you got that out of the way early. Anyway, yeah. Mike, go ahead.
It'll come back. It's gonna circle.
So I know that that you guys are fans of old school punk music, yes?
Absolutely.
And
grew up on it. I mean, we didn't really have a choice.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course. Yeah. Well, yeah. To me, there was no one more punk than the late, great, and I raised my glass to the man, Mr. Gigi Allin.
Cheers to that. I raised my glass also.
I'll cheers him, but okay.
Do you guys think that if Gigi Allin was alive today, that he would be a Whiskey Hill fan?
No.
No.
No?
No, I don't. No. I don't think
I
we
agree
are.
With
yeah, I don't think we're fatalistic enough for him. That guy had a death wish for a long time.
Tab, do you know who Gigi Allin is? Are you familiar with Gigi Allin? If you Google him, you can see his funeral photos.
Yeah,
is he in the weird? He might be in the weird Facebook group that I'm in. Where
no,
we
he's
see
he's been
dead.
Famously dead for 31 years.
Hold yeah, on. He died the year I graduated high school. And, 93? 93, yep. And his name, I think it's fitting we're talking about him this weekend because his name was Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's right. Christ all in.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, McShane's background is scaring the shit out of me right now.
Oh my God. I know, it's perfect.
It's scary. It's
perfect. Just how we planned it.
Just accept it.
Just the way we drew it up.
Yeah, just accept it.
Don't go to the.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's okay. Just accept.
No, Gigi used to. His favorite thing to do on stage during shows would be to shit in his hand and either eat it or give it to someone to, like, throw like a chimpanzee, or have a fan eat it. That's one of the things.
That sounds amazing. Delicious.
No.
Yeah, I'm not really into potty humor.
Yeah, no.
That's not funny to me. I would have left that show.
Disney Plus owns this podcast. I should probably watch my language.
No, I thought it was Max Plus.
No, it's Disney.
Oh, our Patreons.
If it's, well, it's fitting that it's Disney though, because they're like one step from talking about scat anyway. So it's totally appropriate.
Did you guys see the Babylon Bee headline? It was like new saying comes up when Disney Plus opens, and it says, "Hey kids, are your parents in the room?" It's like you got to get them out of the room before you can watch anything on Disney.
What?
It's like when scrambled porn. We had scrambled porn.
Excuse me?
It was a Babylon Bee thing. It was satire, but they're like two steps away from doing that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, at least Gunner is a tattletale, and he'd be like, "They're telling me to ask if you're going to leave the room. Do you need to leave the room?"
Perfect.
He's a snitch.
All kids are snitches. All kids are snitches now.
All right. So you got the whole Gigi Allen thing drives me up the wall, and it's funny that you brought that up, because I had completely forgot about him for years.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I know the name. So it took me a few minutes. I'm like, oh, it's that fucking guy.
Was he the guy that went on talk show
yes.
TV and like cut himself yes. and was like yes. rubbing
talked the... about banging kids and all kinds of stuff that was just absolutely yeah.
He was a horrible person.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
yeah, he was just
I'm gonna challenge you. I'm going to challenge you. I don't think he was punk. I don't know what that was. It was not punk, though.
Extreme?
Well, that's what he claimed himself
as. Oh, he tried to.
Yeah.
He wasn't part of the punk scene. He wasn't none of the punk. No punk bands liked him. The guy was it was just his shows lasted 10 to 20 minutes until he got kicked out.
Yeah.
It was just an ego-centric trip. And I can't even tell you that he was talented. I really can't.
If
some of his country stuff was fun.
Wait, he did country?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He did some spoken word stuff. He did some country.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Take a listen to some of his country stuff.
I've only ever listened to the Murder Junkies music.
Oh. Right.
That's all I'm familiar with is Murder Junkies.
Yeah.
He was a disgusting person.
I don't know him outside of daytime talk show and him cutting himself and rubbing blood.
I listened to a true crime podcast, and he was the topic.
Oh, I bet. I absolutely bet. So here's on top of what Fitz was saying. I don't think he would be he wasn't. He's not smart enough for our show. Not to be elitist. I don't think he is. I really don't think he is, because his lyrics weren't even smart. So that would be my response to
that. Okay.
So there you go.
One of the other things that I wanted to bring up was, I know McShane, you and Tab kind of shared some April 8th eclipse conspiracies back and forth.
Because I'm the residential.
I'm laying in bed just watching stupid TikToks of people being stupid, getting hurt or whatever. And she jumps out of bed April 8th. This McShane is saying, Aaron is talking. Now Aaron's jumping in and Beard. Like, what is happening? What the
and
fuck
I
are y'all talking about?
I screamed at you for 30 minutes.
About something I am oblivious to.
Well, I just said I need somebody to listen to me. Let me scream at you.
you hit record on your phone and yelled at your phone. And you wanted me to pay attention. And had nothing to do with anything I knew anything about.
I like that our topics are making it into your bedroom and causing a ruckus. I kind of enjoy that. I'm not going to lie to you.
If you want the recording, I will send it to you. It's literally me going on a 20-minute fucking rant.
At no one.
And Gunner recording at the same time. He's like, Mom's yelling. Mom's yelling. I'm going to record this. Mom is yelling.
So guys, here, Fitz, McShane, here's how this whole thing started on our end. She looked at Gunner and goes, just know that I'm not yelling at you right now. And I'm like, well, you didn't say my name. What did I do?
What about me?
She goes, I'm not yelling it. I'm yelling. It's the whole April 8th eclipse.
Let me yell.
And then you started saying names from the Bible, which is like, whoa, something is wrong.
Well, yeah, because it's passing over all those little towns that are named after cities in the Bible.
Well, it was more along the people with the tabernacle or the
that is a hilarious word to me.
Tabernacle.
It's a really good word. You're right.
It's fun to say.
It's almost like block and tackle.
It's what I have nicknamed my testicles, but I didn't know you guys knew that.
Okay. Tabernacles. Is it tabernacle together, or is one taber and the other one's knackle?
No. They're the tabernacles together.
Tabernacle. All right.
That's awesome. The sound they make when I walk. They're so big.
Tabernacle.
Angelic music coming from his crotch. That's fantastic.
You got it.
I told you I had some weird shit to talk about tonight.
I was just screaming more along the lines of the fucking heifer shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the red heifer. Yeah.
Okay.
Can someone elaborate on the fat redheaded ladies or guys or whatever your pronouns are?
No, they're a special breed of cattle.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. So for all your listeners out there, it's the red heifer conspiracy is that Israel is building this sacrificial altar. Well, they're getting ready to build a temple.
Yeah, they're getting ready to build a third temple. Yeah.
Yeah.
The third temple.
And part of that is to go out and I'm hacking the story, but to sacrifice these red heifers, which I can't remember. How long has it been since it's been done, Fitz? It's been like six times throughout history.
Yeah, and it's been hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Can I preface this? Like,
are you trying to play devil's advocate?
No, I'm not playing devil's advocate. So for those of you listening.
The fart noises you were making seemed like you wanted to play devil's
advocate. No. I'm just trying to explain. So whenever a calf is born in America or wherever, but mostly America, United States, US of A, they are punctured with a gun to tag them and claim them. But once they are punctured, they are now unclean.
Yeah, so a heifer has to be a virgin.
They do not have to have a blemish, a mark of, so you can't beat them. You can't puncture them and tag them. There's no trace of them except through probably paper or whatever. So there is nothing there to distinguish them from the other. Well, there is something there to distinguish them from the other cattle, that they're not touched. They're not bruised, beaten, punctured. They've never had calves of themselves because they've not been breeded.
They're virgins
for the most part.
Bred, not breeded.
So they're literally clean.
Yeah, and they can't even have like a white or a black hair on them.
No,
like they have to be completely red.
They pick them off though.
Is that like cheating the system if they do that?
Technically not. From what I
don't know, from what I read, they can't. It can't be. It has to be all naturally red, red hair. It can't. Yeah.
But if there are like a stray black hair, they can pluck it, and they're still clean. So they sent them to Israel.
That's what she said. Oh, sorry.
As I'm homing.
Fitz just let that one roll right on out. Yeah. He just let that red heifer right out of the barn.
Yes, I did. Watch her go.
He knows this show. But Numbers 19, and I sent the link in the chat of what Numbers 19, the whole fucking shebang of what they were talking about.
Is this a religious thing?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's a Jesus thing.
Very
it's
much
like
so.
Christian Jesus thing.
Our Easter episode.
Who is this Jesus? Did they lose him again?
Who's to say he could have been real, but Jim Jones believed he was the same thing. So,
well, can I believe that I'm a deity?
Sure, if you want to.
A religion? I want to.
Yeah, make your own religion.
This is so religious that the site of the third temple that they want to rebuild the temple is where the Al-Aqs Is that how you pronounce it?
Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Yeah, Al-Aqsa from the Muslim faith. I mean, the rock that they all, you know, pilgrimage to touch. Yeah, that's where it is right now. And so if the Jews get their way, the Jews, it just sounds anti-Semitic to say it that way,
if
doesn't it?
Israel gets its way. Yeah.
But yes, if Israel gets its way, then not only will they be reestablishing themselves as the dominant religion in the Middle East, but they will also be desecrating the most holy site in all of Islam. So, I mean, if you don't think that's going to kick off, I mean, literally God will come down and start swashing people with his finger.
So
if you believe in that kind of thing,
right.
What I had read, and I don't think that McShane and I were able to converse upon this, but, or anybody.
Oh, here's your chance.
Your signal chat of like, is this what has caused the whole Palestine Israel bullshit of like they're on the mount and Palestine wise and then Israel is like, hey, that's ours, we're gonna fucking destroy you to claim to the mount, but Palestine is still holding to not make this happen.
I mean,
I don't know.
You, I don't know either, but I can't refute anything you just said. I mean, when you talk about, well, shit, I mean, we might as well be doing the Whiskey Hell podcast at this point, but when you talk about like conspiracy theories and shit.
Hold on real quick, Fitz, I'm glad you just said that because in your signal chat, Jay from Porn Stash just said, are you guys asked if you guys are recording tonight? And I'm telling him, no, they're on our show right now.
Well, Jay's probably high and he doesn't know if it's Friday or Saturday. So
tell
him it's tomorrow.
I'm texting him.
Aaron already said it's tomorrow.
But yeah, in the whole, you know, arena of conspiracy theories and whatever, we still really don't have any video or any other proof that October 7th even happened. So you want to talk about false flags that would then give you the pretense to just go ahead and go into Palestine and start, you know, getting rid of folks to get in there.
Right.
You could do worse.
I don't think there's any question that October 7th happened. Whether it happened the way it was, the way it's been promoted, is a whole nother story. Like we've talked about on our shows, and I think you brought up Fitz, was that it was the gunfight didn't make any sense. You had people who were perfectly placed on the ground. We come back a few weeks later, and all of a sudden we see footage of what looks like helicopters, which had to have been Israeli, were firing on people at the music complex. And then there's a number of other things. So is it because of that? I don't know. But there is something at play there. Right.
You can definitely ask the questions. And the thing is, you know, the narratives, such as they are, won't even touch that with a 10-foot pole. And so you have to wonder, there might be some validity there.
Right.
Yeah. And it's clear that the whole Gaza thing, it's a land grab. It is.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a land grab. It for sure is. Yeah. That Aqsa Mosque, that's actually in the old Jerusalem city.
Yeah.
So, and it's, I mean, you've got troops all over it. That's where they want to do this. I don't know. So the red heifer thing, it's really, really strange. And then you start connecting it with trying to, you know, you're going to sacrifice red heifers. I just went and Googled real quick and there's a CBS News article on this very subject.
Yeah.
On the 5th of March. Now, if you fast forward to what's going to be happening on April 8th with this magical eclipse, right, that
for this one tomorrow,
you know, it's just, oh my gosh,
they're in a eclipse.
I'm gonna be in the chat.
it's just bizarre.
It's the first eclipse in history where they're putting out, you know, governmental warnings that you need to be stocked up on food, don't go to work that day, they're canceling school. They're saying that airplanes are gonna have difficulty, cell phones are gonna have difficulty.
Yep.
We've never had any of that happen from any eclipse ever in the history of ever.
2017, we had like a full eclipse for the entire United States. Like,
we had a full eclipse here in Oregon and nothing happened.
That's what I'm saying. It was just
dark for a little bit.
The worst thing was that you get somebody who's burned their corneas out because they stared at the fucking thing.
Right.
That's what usually ends up happening. So it's
Donald Trump had his glasses on that.
Well, and let's not forget CERN, our favorite is kicking back up that day.
Yep.
And not only that, but and this part I want to dispel this conspiracy theory, but NASA is launching 3 rockets in towards the eclipse, and this has been planned for years because they want to see be able to measure the difference in electromagnetism coming from the sun when something's blocking that electromagnetism. And the only chance we get is when something as big as the moon is blocking it. So that's been planned for years.
And they're doing it for simple research.
For scientific research, for more information on what effect that has to our electromagnetic.
Which is fine.
Yeah, that's great. But people are out there. I mean, I see people every day on Twitter saying, and NASA's firing rockets at it. They're going to open up a black hole. No, they're not.
Just doing it for,
that's not how it works.
They just want to see what happens when the movie's in front of the
crossed over into conspiracy land and people are running with this stuff. And
wild.
I mean, I know we're at a point where you can't trust anything that the government says. You can't trust anything that mainstream media says. You have to vet your sources. You have to go out and do your own research, which that's what we talk about all the time. But there's some of this stuff is stupid and people stop thinking about what's actually going on and stop using any kind of reason. And they end up with stupid things like that. But the CERN thing is awesome.
Yeah. Well,
I'm hoping they open up a gateway to hell. I hope it just, I hope we get demons and dragons come back.
Me too. Honestly, if we're going to do this, like, let's do it all the way. Like I have all my D&D dice ready to go. Like if we're gonna have dragons and shit, I'm rolling natural 20s all fucking day. Like, let's do this.
We were supposed to play for a D&D game tomorrow night.
But they canceled like yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Bastards.
So we're gonna go.
Oh my god.
We're gonna go. It's
such a good campaign.
It's a Starfinder.
Starfinder. Okay.
Starfinder.
Have you guys played Starfinder before?
Yeah,
I've seen it. I've never played it.
It's D&D, but Star Wars.
It's an off Pathfinder. So you have like 5E and then you have like Pathfinder and Starfinder. So we are literally in like Star Wars times.
We missed the games or almost, but they ended up canceling the night. So our characters,
We went to a bar and they said, we're going to hang here.
Yeah. So, and actually what had ended up happening was because we got to play was we got drunk at a bar. Mine and her character went to a bar.
Wait. Preface. We got to preface this. Okay. So we grew up on a space station that our parents brought us to. Okay. We're going totally nerdy right now.
What was your
character? Oh yeah. Do it. Nerd out.
Oh my god. So
I'm a human soldier.
I'm a envoy. Human envoy, which envoy is a kind of okay, so for you D&D nerd,
seductress.
What a segue.
It's great. It's
hooker? Succubus.
I love it. No. It's a slight siren. It's a bard without the music.
An envoy was a SUV made by See you back in the
shut the fuck 90s, up
or late 90s early
really shitty car really shitty
yeah
car.
It was, it was
sorry go ahead
your character is a shit SUV
fantastic okay. That describes my life.
You're a shitty SUV.
I am a shitty SUV.
Why don't we play D&D in Cars Land?
All junk, right?
Cars. That's Cars, the yes, the cartoon,
Disney Pixar Cars,
the cartoon.
No.
Right.
I mean, you can. I'm just saying no.
Okay, I'll be right back.
I'll play with you.
I'm out.
I'll play.
Okay.
Said he was out.
Oh, you're out.
All right, I'm out. You can play with McShane.
You and McShane are gonna play together. You're gonna play.
My character is a 1970 Chevelle. It's my favorite car.
Dude, one of my kung fu students. He just kind of deals in cars. Like he'll buy one, fix it up, and then sell it for a profit. Well, he just traded like two different cars and a motorcycle for like three other cars. And one of them is a Mercury Cougar. And oh my God, it's beautiful. Holy shit.
See Nicolas Cage in Gone in 60 Seconds?
It's a great movie.
No, he's not nearly that.
He's not
that dumb. But he's. I fucking hated that movie. I know everybody loved that movie. I'm the only one on the planet that hated that movie. But I saw, no.
I've never seen it. So,
yeah. But no, it's just a beautiful car. They just will never make cars like that ever again. Oh. Anyway, Tabby, please continue. You're an envoy.
So envoy.
My envoy character is like a bard without the music. So they can form to the like whatever's around them. They learn, they know,
You're a shapeshifter.
No. No, they like
they can just blend into any environment.
Exactly. Thank
you.
Oh,
a skinwalker.
No. No.
Oh shit. We're going way off the rails now if anyway, I bring up Skinwalker Ranch.
So yeah, you're just a stupid soldier. You're just a stupid soldier who just knows how to fight and shoot guns.
I'm a buddy cop with Krog.
You're a buddy cop with Krog.
The giant lizard man.
One of the characters, his name is Krog, and he is a fucking Jesus Christ.
Krog hungry. Krog want guns.
He's a Komodo dragon, but like 7 feet tall Komodo dragon. Like he's like Hulk smash Komodo dragon.
Yeah. Picture Frankenstein's monster, but he's a lizard.
Okay, got it.
I know what that is.
Nice.
So. The ship that we grew up on, like our parents brought us here or we were born on the ship and like the ship was deteriorating and we were like grabbing from over here to put here so that we could survive. Like that's how it was. But we found a exit pod to all of us connect and then go to a safe pod. Yeah. Maybe ish, but we're visiting planets. So we get to this one planet after we had this battle with flying vampire frogs.
I almost died.
No, Krog almost died.
No, remember,
were they gay?
Were
they gay vampire frogs, or were they just like regular frogs?
For Krog, the frogs are gay.
Do you ever really know if a frog is gay?
I don't. I think they're bi. I think all the frogs are bi.
I think they're all bi.
The frogs are trans.
The frogs are trans. Pronouns. Aaron, pronouns. Pronouns.
So drink. I rolled a one. I rolled a one, and I was already like...
No, you were shooting. You were shooting a frog on Krog's back, and you were like...
I almost killed him.
You did. You said, I'm going to roll this to save him, and you rolled a two, and almost, he was like...
I almost killed our own guy.
You grazed his neck.
I shot him in the throat.
You didn't kill the frog. You just grazed his neck. It's fine. But so we go to the, so there's a planet, but there's a life form outside of the planet. Kind of like you dock and then you can walk around. There's
the,
like
a station.
It's a station, but you can like walk.
We're familiar with docking.
I figured you guys were.
We're on your Patreon, we know. Patreon.com/whiskeyhill.
That's what you dream about every weekend, docking with Whiskey Hill.
Every weekend. Just on Saturdays.
That's what I said.
Most of them.
Yeah. Docking orgies and sours. That's what we're talking about. That's what Mike's dreaming of.
That's the title. Docking with sours is the title of the episode.
Fantastic.
All right. I am down for this.
Wait, so what does all of this have to do with the eclipse?
There is nothing. There was a segue off the eclipse.
Oh, you said something about grabbing your D&D dice and rolling.
Oh yeah.
Oh
there we go. So we get to this station. This it's outside of the planet. We can't get to the planet, but it's kind of like a Star Wars thing. Right.
Long story short,
we ended up in
short story prison. Long.
Short story long. We ended up in prison and
after fighting eight people.
Yeah, so we didn't understand what alcohol was because we grew up secluded on a space station, but we're like, hey, we're gonna go drink because that's what we want to do as humans. because we are the only two humans.
We stole booze, ended up in jail, and then we had to fight a dinosaur man.
We fought a dinosaur man. So, and we survived.
We spent
With no money.
That's a good time.
No money. We showed up at the bar with no money, and we looked at Krog, who is a 7-foot Komodo dragon dude, and we're like, hey, can you bring us back our money so we can pay for this? He's like, cool. And then we ended up in jail.
Yeah.
Because we fought off 8 people. Because we're fucking badass.
Long story short.
All right. So, you know, I didn't get to do my intro that I was going to do. So I'm going to do it now because this seems like a really healthy segue. All I was going to say is, you know, if you have a hole, I can make it fits.
If it fits.
That's my new tagline.
If it fits, it chips.
Wow. You should put that on like business cards and hand those out.
Oh, no. That's going to be t-shirts and sports
merch. Merch.
Okay. Can you send that to me real quick? Because I'm going to put that on a shirt later.
Shirts and
I'll wear the
female
shirt.
Panties or male. Oh, yes. Or male or male panties.
I kind of care, but well, they shouldn't
put it on tiny whiteies.
No, put it on merch and I'll buy it.
I'll wear the shirt.
I'll model it. You can
and people will be like, why did you spell Fitz like that? And you'd be like, oh no, it's a person. And
you know what,
like, what?
If you put it on stickers, I'll wear it as pasties and model it.
Nice.
See, okay. I think this whiskey held pasties. Hold on a second. We're on to something.
This whiskey held calendar thing is this could be a hit.
Is it going to be everyone that's in the insiders group chat?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God.
And we'll give everybody a cut. Yep.
I want to skip over Aaron's month.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. Talk about pasties.
Aaron's will be phenomenal.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, he'll have pasties all over his body.
Let's put Aaron in January so we can get it out of the way first.
No one cares about January. Just kidding.
Aaron in boxers staring at, I don't know, brisket or something. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. I could see it now. There's a whiskey glass, a cigar, and brisket underneath.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I think it should be him in a kitchen, but all he has on is an apron with a whiskey hell sticker on his ass.
Yes.
Please don't put that in my head.
He's cooking something.
No, he's my. I can't do that.
No, Fitz. So the whiskey hell sticker on his ass, but it's a tramp stamp.
Yes.
Give Aaron a tramp stamp.
Done. All right. January's taken care of. Done.
Both of our birthdays are in February, so we have to call dibs on that month.
Okay.
You're prettier than I am.
Fair enough.
and Fitz has to do March. Yeah. It has to be something Irish, some whiskey and potatoes, and it's gotta be all kinds of stuff like that.
Potatoes in there.
You know, I think Fitz should wear the Irish flag as a bath towel.
Ooh, I was thinking more like a cock ring.
The cock ring, but it's got a flagpole and the Irish flag.
Like, you need the flagpole. That's his dick.
There you go.
Well, no, so the flag off. No, the flagpole. So it's
no, the flagpole is his dick, but the flag is hanging off. Like,
hey, Mike, it's more like this.
Oh, well, my arms are my.
You got little arms.
I do have small arms. I'm 5'7". My arms aren't that long.
Speaking of cock rings, do you guys ever on you guys are on Instagram and you guys are on TikTok. Do you guys ever have anybody randomly reach out to you and say, hey, if you want to give us a review, we'll send you this sex toy. Oh,
nope.
Thank God. No.
No.
Okay.
Oh my God. We keep getting them.
No. Nope.
They're sending us free sex toys.
No, nope.
Just have this.
No, so we both have the podcast for both of us on TikTok.
But I have it for Instagram.
And he has it for Instagram. But okay. I have it for the only thing I get is they tag me in awful plastic gaudy jewelry. They're like, do you like this? Is this
you would
pretty?
Enjoy this?
Your jewelry sucks.
And sure is it.
All right.
I mean,
Mike,
I don't,
I'm
going to
send
even...
you more. I'm going to send you stuff just to get you on the algorithm so that you get this stuff now.
Do it because algorithm counts. You should see Instagram.
I just think it's funny that like Porn Stash didn't like that. They didn't get the sex toy stuff.
How did that not happen?
Hell. Yeah.
You would think that with the name of your show that you guys would get like
bourbon, whiskey. Well,
hey, put your, because that's the our algorithm.
Bourbon and Satanists. That's what I was thinking we're gonna get.
Our algorithm is, hey, you can have your logo etched on this whiskey glass or this beer mug.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Ooh, whiskey stones.
That too.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Whiskey, can I talk about that?
Whiskey hell stones.
Can I talk about that?
Hell yeah.
Can I talk about that?
That's what McShane calls his balls.
That's right.
Whiskey hellstones.
He puts them in his whiskey.
Those are written about in the Bible too. That's part of the prophecy.
the whiskey
hellstones.
As soon as they fire up CERN, my whiskey hellstones are going to start vibrating uncontrollably.
And there shall be a man born with whiskey hellstones.
Psalms chapter 10, verse 32. Yeah. Saith unto him, for McShaneth dippeth his whiskey hell balls.
We still need to write our own Bible. I still think we need to do
please
that.
Please do. Oh, please, we should. Do. We should make whiskey hell religion. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that needs to happen.
A bunch of assholes.
It's just.
Well, you just get, you got to have a not a chapter, but like a, like for each person, like, regarding them,
yeah,
that carries on to the next person. Yep.
And on the third day, Jesus roseth and say unto thee,
who?
This rock is heavy. Can you help me move it?
I think not only should there be a paragraph about who we are, but then also a prophecy about how we're gonna do something amazing.
In like 500 years, we're all dead, but we resurrect and come back to earth. And
yes, yep. Yes,
we hang out. And drink.
Yep.
And
yes. Yep. Reincarnation, baby.
On the seventh day, Fitzeth showed up to Earth, and bringeth with him a mighty keg full of sour ale.
Yep. Mike 3:16 will get that popping too.
Yes.
Ooh.
And that's the bottom line, because Mike 3:16 said so.
Hey, I haven't told you guys this before. I really enjoy your TikTok channel. I think it's really, really, really good. And I haven't seen a whole lot of the Instagram. For whatever reason, it doesn't pop up often. I got to go hunt it down. But I really enjoy the TikTok always pops up, and it's really, really good.
Tomorrow's gonna be fire.
We will be recreating some of the finest 80s metal power ballads, music videos. For example,
hell yeah.
Whitesnake will be on the dock.
I'm gonna have super blue eyeshadow, and we're gonna like,
so if we look weird over... if we look weird to you, yes, when you guys start recording in the
just go with it.
Yeah, just know, oh, they made TikTok.
Yes.
Like, why nothing, is there
nothing
we go with it anyway, but
you guys, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's all good.
That's our plan. So we wake up tomorrow, we're gonna go to a new putt-putt golf place tomorrow, which is
bar.
Fucking fire. I'll send you pictures. I'll send you pictures. They're so pretty. Oh
my
god.
You gotta put that on your X feed.
I'll
send you pictures.
I'm not supposed to.
And then we're gonna come home and drink lightly and do super bad.
Enough to
super
make
bad TikTok.
We're gonna drink
videos.
Enough to make me want to do these TikToks.
Yeah. Yeah. Just enough to loosen you up, right?
Well,
a half a bottle of Jack
enough.
And you're good.
We're going
go to go. Whatever's left in this big ass cooler.
We're going to go shopping at Goodwill for each other tomorrow for these videos.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, horrible,
how can you go wrong?
Horrible outfits, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to be so fucking worth it.
I'm going to get a David Coverdale wig.
Nah, I have wigs in my closet.
A David Lee Roth outfit.
I have very bad wigs in my closet.
What would David Lee Roth wear?
Do you want a blonde or do you want a brunette?
Okay. Hey,
he'd wear a pink jumpsuit with a bare chest. That's what he'd wear.
Okay. One of your videos. This is not my request. This is from a common friend. Hefe. You need to do some. Yeah. No.
Hefe.
No. You'll know right where this came from as soon as I say it. In one of the videos, you guys need to do some slam dancing.
Okay.
bet. Let's go.
I feel like I never.
Just start like a two-person mosh pit. Just fucking go at it. In the outfits, blue mascara and all. Just fucking go.
The dog.
I love this.
The dog. Hey.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let this go. Little known fact. You're speaking about White Snake. One of my favorite songs ever is actually Here I Go Again on My Own.
I was going to
Why not? But how could it not be?
I'm going to be Tawny Kitaen in the video.
Okay.
Oh my God. She was so hot. Oh,
Instaboner. Dude. She was everybody's crush.
Instaboner. Oh, good Lord.
She was everybody's. I like that song just because of the video. Like, that was one of those where I was like, okay, it's an okay song. And then I saw the video. I'm like, it's my favorite song ever.
Sexual awakening, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yep. 6 to midnight immediately.
She was hot back in the day.
Good God.
Now she's kind of just laying there.
Oh, shit. You know, one day we're all going to
just necrophilia. Is that a necrophilia joke?
Pretty much,
what time is it? We're not even 25 minutes through. Fantastic. All right. Cheers to that. I mean,
you just open the casket and she still got it.
Look at her.
She's still fresh.
No one's looking.
She's still fresh.
Did you know that they buried Gigi Allen in his jock strap and leather jacket
with a bottle of Jack Daniels? And they didn't even embalm him. He's just bloated. And yeah,
they didn't even clean him up. He was still wearing the feces and blood from the night before before he died.
It kind of sounds like
okay. All right. So let's maybe he's not one of the greatest punkers of all time. Like, we can take that moniker away, but the dude knew how to fucking party. I think he was like a hard, hard partier. Like one of those guys where you're like, okay, if he's at the party, you know the party is going to be lit. But also,
Something's going to
also,
go down.
Yeah, he needs to go after about an hour. Like, no one can stand him anymore. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Can get rid of this guy, please? Can you just go?
Yeah.
Sorry,
exactly.
I had to bring it back to that because of the necrophilia joke.
Yeah. No. Dude was fucking wild.
On a happier note, what'd you guys think of the new Roadhouse?
Oh, we
I haven't watched it yet, but Fitz had it.
I talked about it last week.
That's right.
You know what? I went into it with no expectations, and so I kind of liked it. I mean, I didn't love it. It's never you're never gonna have another Patrick Swayze, experience like the first one. Also, there were no boobs in this one, which is disappointing.
Unlike the other one, or naked Swayze ass.
No naked Swayze ass.
Naked Swayze.
Nakey Swayze. But in general, I thought the fight scenes were like just over the top enough. Yeah, they were great. Gyllenhaal looked amazing. I dig that dude. Like, not only is he so, like, he has so much humility and just he's so humble, but then he fucking looks like that. Like, he takes his shirt off and you're like, holy God, that's amazing.
Maybe I'm a little gay.
No, I mean, dude.
Feeling gayer.
And I felt gay.
Yeah. My wife was like, he took his shirt off that first time. She was like, holy shit. And I was like, holy shit.
You look at your wife like, I know, right?
I know. I'm going to punctuate that.
This is motivation for me to go
fucking work out. I watched the last five.
The fight with him and Conor McGregor.
Yeah. That's where I came in. The last fight.
Oh, yeah. It's epic. It's ridiculous, but it's epic.
For his first movie, Conor McGregor did a pretty good job. I was impressed.
Yeah, you know, I'll say this about McGregor, and this is all of his fighting and his ego and everything aside.
Yeah.
Because you kind of have to have that kind of ego to say, I'm gonna be in the UFC one day. I mean, the dude was a fucking plumber, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I'm gonna fight in the UFC one day. Okay, you have to have an ego. But I guess when he showed up on set the first day, he walked up to Jake Gyllenhaal, first time meeting him, and he's like, "Hey, I'm a white belt at this acting thing. You need to be my coach. You're my trainer."
Oh, 100%.
And Gyllenhaal was like, "Oh shit! Like that's pretty cool."
Yeah, he's a humble guy.
That's
I mean, he talks shit, you know, in interviews and shit like that. But when behind the curtain, he's a humble dude.
But the thing is, though, is that you have to put on a show in front of
the
fans and the people to respect you. But behind the scenes, you are
a whole other
respected
person.
More.
Yeah.
To be humbled and be like, hey, this is kind of your thing, and you gotta coach me.
He understood that this is not my game. You're
the
guy
understood
here.
The assignment.
Yeah. Like, you're the guy here. So if we're gonna make this work, let me learn from you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, this is your. I'm the new
guy. That impressed me. I mean, I think McGregor. There's that one scene where he, you know, the first time they fight. In the bar, and McGregor just kind of looks at Gyllenhaal's character and he's like, there's something wrong with you. And there's that pause. And then he goes, with me too.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, that was believable. Like, yeah, there's something wrong with both of you. You're fucking idiots. Yeah. And then you just knew there had to be a final fight between the two of them.
Yeah.
But the OG Roadhouse is the king.
Oh, so
it still is. Yeah.
So
it doesn't even compare. You can't even talk about them in the same conversation. You can just say, the new Roadhouse was entertaining and move on.
So with that, I know my mom was crazy for Swayze. Anyone else's moms? Were they crazy for Swayze?
No, oh, yeah. My mom was crazy for Tom Selleck. Yeah.
Yeah. Your mom was like,
oh, she is. Makes me drink. She is Tom Selleck 100%.
It's the mustache. But it's the mustache.
Well, he's also tall and dark, and
he has, he was on voice,
and he was Magnum PI.
That was
a really cool role to have.
Were you your guys' moms crazy for Swayze?
Yeah, my mom definitely was. I mean, my mom the entire time, well, and still to this day, I mean, she was single, so she was out on the dating scene, and I clearly remember her saying that she wanted to meet someone like Patrick Swayze, and this was not. Wow. Roadhouse days. This was Dirty Dancing days.
Oh,
I saw Patrick Swayze thirst trap.
Yes.
Video on TikTok yesterday or 2 days ago. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, I kind of get it. I see the crazy.
She wanted
thing.
To be baby.
Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the dude had it all. He was jacked. He had good looks. He could fight. Mm. He was nice.
He was a beautiful person. Actually,
He was into really Wong Fu forever.
Yeah,
that too.
And like, even
he had some amazing roles.
Even as a girl, he was kind of hot.
He's beautiful.
I was trying to put Chris Pratt with those roles.
Oh my god!
I was
remake.
Like,
that's a fan cast episode for Patreon. A recast to Wong Fu, Chris Pratt.
Oh,
Patrick Swayze.
That would
character.
Be so fun.
Pratt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who would Wesley Snipes be? And you can't
right
say
now?
Kevin Hart.
No. Right now,
you got to go The Rock, probably.
Dwayne Johnson and drag.
No. Oh, God.
No.
No.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's been in drag before. I mean,
no, I would go
Hollywood's
Chris.
Going,
I would go
but...
Chris Rock. I would go.
That's
Chris
what
Rock.
I was gonna say. Chris Rock.
Chris Rock was was Wesley Snipes.
Or Chris.
He was
kind
of jacked.
Oh, no.
What about that dude from Tenet? What's his name?
I don't know. I think Chris Tucker would be a good comeback role for him. Get him out of the rush hour.
Yeah, exactly.
But Tucker is like he's
funny.
He's funny, but he's not valid right now.
Wesley Snipes.
He's obnoxious.
He is obnoxious. Wesley.
What if you brought Wesley Snipes back to play the same role? You might be able to do that.
You think so?
Maybe.
Do you?
Honestly, he still looks good. I mean, no homo, but
he's still a good looking dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he would do it though?
No.
Well, he's got tax debts and stuff to pay. He might.
Well, that's true.
He doesn't really have a choice. Beggars can't choosers.
Hey, just since we mentioned Tucker, I can't imagine. I mean, yes, you can say what you want about him. He's obnoxious and over the top. But could anyone else have pulled off that role in The Fifth Element?
No,
other person on this planet. I'm gonna put my last $20.
Actually,
on that. Nobody else.
Ruby
could've
Rock
done.
Was perfect for him. No, you're absolutely right.
Do you know who the first choice for that role was in Fifth Element?
No,
it was Chris Rock.
Really?
Yep. Oh, I mean,
I could
see that.
But
that would have. That was a miss.
he was doing another movie. He was doing another film, and scheduling wouldn't allow him to do that. Chris Tucker was the second choice.
Better choice, in my opinion.
Ruby had to be obnoxious and just an absolute whack job, and he was perfect for it.
Yeah. No, I just saw that movie again last week, and it still holds up. Yeah, it still holds up.
So,
Sorry. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, Tu Wong Fu with Chris Pratt as Patrick Swayze's character, Michael B. Jordan as...
That's a good one. Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. The Hispanic character
John Leguizamo.
Yeah, John Leguizamo, though, that's a hard... That would be a hard one. Like,
that is hard.
You already have my recasting for this.
Well, and Leguizamo, he's so unique. You can't... There's no one even really in his neighborhood. Like,
because what about Michael Pena?
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, yes, I guess he could pull off that role, but it wouldn't bring what Leguizamo.
It wouldn't be what John. No. I completely agree.
He doesn't have the energy for it. But he doesn't have the.
He's not dynamic enough.
He doesn't have the cocaine, like. Aspect of it.
Well, back in the day, though, Leguizamo was on a whole other level of comedy above a lot of people.
He's kind of taking himself too seriously now, anyway.
I think so.
I mean, he got a little too college professor.
he could teach.
I mean, he's a bright guy. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying
he's funny. He's super bright. And he was awesome in John Wick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
I love
it. Fantastic. Yeah.
We actually, 2 weeks ago, we finally got around to watching John Wick 4. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
I've seen them all.
It was really fucking good.
I will say, so I'll say this about John Wick. I feel this way about The Matrix. There's a few movies that I just feel like are standalone movies, right? The first John Wick, if you'd have just never done another one, it would have been a classic. Same with the original Matrix. Like, just fucking leave it alone.
Yep.
The fact that they did sequels, I get it. And the fact that John Wick 4 was probably the second best film in the whole genre. I mean, it was good.
We watched 2, 3, and 4 back to back on that Sunday.
A couple weeks ago.
Because I've never seen.
You had never seen them. The only one I had never seen was 4.
So the first one, great. But that was probably 8, 9, almost a year ago.
Yeah.
But out of 2, 3, and 4, 4 was flawless.
I read an interview with Keanu that Keanu had done. I forget where it was. But he said, as long as fans want me to make John Wick, then I'll do it. And that's the only way. If the fans want it, then I'll do it. But outside of that, John Wick is done.
Do you think John Wick died?
No.
I think they staged that.
Yeah, I think a character like that, you know, the guy you send to kill the Baba Yaga, I don't think he dies until he's ready to die, and I don't think he's ready.
You can't kill the boogeyman.
No,
You cannot kill the boogeyman. There's a reason that John Wick had that nickname.
Yeah,
you cannot kill him. It doesn't matter what you do, how hard you try.
Yep.
Cannot kill the boogeyman.
I completely agree with that. Now, let me ask you this though.
Okay.
So, you have the other character. Oh god, what was it? What was his name? Who is the
in which
Asian
one?
The 4.
Oh,
the Asian
His buddy.
Oh my god.
Right, the one that was sent to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They ended up being
Shimazu? No. Kane,
yes.
Now, if you're the Wick franchise, do you spin that off and have a series of prequels?
Well, that's that are the centered interesting around thing. Kane. Is that's what they're doing with the John Wick universe. I mean, Paramount did that whole series on the Continental.
Continental, yeah. Right? Which was solid. I enjoyed that. Wasn't like John Wick.
Isn't it a prequel though?
Yeah, it's a prequel. It's when all those guys were coming up back in the 70s and 80s, right?
It's the whole thing about Ian McShane's character.
How it got Winston. Started and everything.
Yeah.
Winston, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's brilliant because that's a way to keep the universe and the story going without having
and
to
not
like,
fuck
beat a dead
up.
Horse. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I really want to see where he came from. Then that goes back to, honestly, I've always had a thing about ninjas. Ninjas are just amazing to me. And I know ninjas. Not like, yeah, they're just fucking badass. They're like the ultimate warriors, period.
Yeah.
And I know he's not a ninja in this, but everything about him, the way he moved, the way the guy walked, the way he talked, stoic. It was just a badass character. I would love to
have
see
you guys,
prequels.
Have you guys ever heard about the interview, the director, I forget his name now, Chris something, but he was on Rogan. And, you know, Rogan's just, because he's so naturally curious, he was just asking all the fucking questions I would have asked the dude. But it was like, you know, where did you come up with this concept of John Wick? And he was basically like, you know, we wanted to have a guy that, you know, his past was so cloudy that you knew you were never going to find out his past. All you knew is you were dealing with death. Like that was, and when he said that, just the way he said it on Rogan's podcast, I got the chill. I was driving. I was like, oh shit. Like what a concept. Let's just start with that concept and make a movie around it.
I love
that's fucking amazing. Yeah.
Love it.
All right. So this beer I've got, Fitz, you might be interested in this. I don't know. It's an Ales from the Crypt.
Yeah, I see
so
that.
We've talked
I see
about
the picture you just sent. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Bananarchy. And it's got like zombified gorillas on it. And the whole thing is it's Imperial Stout aged in Master's Keep bourbon barrels with bananas, cocoa nibs, and toasted pecans.
You what's said
a,
bananas.
What's a cocoa nib?
It's
the cocoa bean.
Yeah, it's the seed. Yeah.
So no bananas, because I was going to test this and see if I wanted to send it to you guys. That's good to know. So no bananas, bourbon barrel bananas. No dice.
Okay. Did you not hear the last recast on Patreon?
Oh, the one you lost.
I didn't. Oh God, this pour is beautiful.
Oh my God.
It's bourbon. It's bourbon. It's bananas covered in bourbon, Fitz.
Holy shit.
I'm out. Oh,
you know what, though?
I don't do bananas.
I would have a glass of bourbon with a banana garnish.
Like, oh, fuck. It's a,
no, I'll eat
it's
a banana.
It's a banana. It's a banana split.
Nope.
With bourbon and stout.
Nope.
Let the man.
I was going to say, like, bananas Foster.
My God. No. No.
No.
They tried the bananas Foster. This is Oso Brewing, by the way. And this,
better.
This is a banana. This is a banana split. Oh, this is crazy. Okay. Wow. Sorry. Didn't mean to derail things with banana throw.
No, you're fine. I'm over here just.
It's more stout than anything. It's more stout than anything. The banana's up front, the stout's in the rear, just like I like them.
Stout.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Keep the banana in the front where I can see it.
Exactly. Well, that's you point that thing somewhere else, mister.
Oh, no. Oh,
hey,
no.
I want to apologize. We tried really, really hard to get Hefe on here and talk about his junk tonight, and it didn't work.
It's
no,
okay.
I don't want to talk. I want to get a farm report. God damn it.
Same. He will have a farm report tomorrow.
He better have a farm report or I'm leaving. I will leave the fucking chat.
I won't.
Yes.
All right.
I will too. I'm off the show. I'm gone. I'm walking. It's in my contract.
Either you show up with a farm report or you don't show the fuck up at all.
Jesus.
Need help. Tell him to.
So if you leave the show, then I'm just going to sit there with a sock puppet and talk to myself.
Okay. Well, that almost sounds better.
I'll be
your, Abby's in the chat.
I'll be
your she is fucking drunk. Let me just blah 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 blah.
The show you can call it.
Sex beers are gonna be awkward.
You can call the show The Crumbling of McShane's Consciousness.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Tabby left the show.
Oh, good God. All right. Next.
No, I
next subject.
Oh my God.
Talk about chemtrails or something.
No,
I want to talk about pee diddle.
I was no fuck.
Oh, Pete. Say that,
no,
the Diddler.
The Diddler. The Diddler. My new favorite Batman villain. The Diddler.
He brought up bananas, and I fucking.
Well, yeah, that you segue what? From bananas to the Diddler.
Sorry.
Yeah, you have to.
It just seems right. To. I heard he got arrested. By the
oh,
NY-
did he?
The NYPD got him.
Oh, he did he get arrested?
I found. I that's what I read. I mean, I don't know if I'm if how accurate that is or not. I just
was he. I hadn't heard that he was arrested.
I think he's still out in the Caribbean somewhere.
Is that where he is? Well, then yeah, I read
he jumped on a plane as soon as everything started to come down. He jumped on a plane and took his private jet to somewhere in the Caribbean that's a non-extradition country. So
he left his friends to get arrested.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I mean you got Jay-Z and Beyonce just dangling in the wind there.
Are they friends with?
But they, I think they probably have better lawyers. Oh yeah. Yeah, they're all tight.
Well, they're so one of the things that's being said now is that Jay-Z won't talk about anything that the government does or anything that's even remotely improper towards the left because they've got so much dirt on him that he can't talk.
So that's how you
so he's an asset. Well, and also this whole thing with P. Diddy, a lot of it is, you know, we're gonna go ahead and make a big nice big scene. Put you in cuffs, put everybody in your house in cuffs, take all the stuff out, all the tapes and stuff so that they have the dirt. And he's an asset.
They own
it
now. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he bail on his kids too? Didn't they get arrested? He bailed on them.
His kids did get, yep. They did get cuffed.
Yep.
That's
they showed that.
Nobody said if those were the kids that he bought though, or those were actual kids.
No, I think these were his like biological sons, yeah. And they were saying that they were complicit in the child trafficking.
Oh,
see, that's
which,
what I that's
like.
What I,
as a 19-year-old, like that's your first rap is child trafficking.
Yeah,
you're fucked.
Yeah,
good luck.
The rest of your life is
good luck. Just yeah.
Over. Hey, did you see the thing that dropped today, Kamala? Apparently she's like a big buddy of P. Diddy's.
Well, she went to a few of his parties. I don't know if she's a buddy, but that's enough for me. Get that
guilt
bitch
by
out.
Association.
Yeah, exactly.
Is she gonna stand up every 3 seconds and applaud for whatever?
Oh my god!
In the courtroom?
I never got to. I never thanked you guys for hanging out during that ridiculous State of the Union.
No, it was all right.
That was fantastic. I'm so happy you guys got to. You're there for it.
Oh my god, that's what made it fun. So like I've only watched it with my with Jay.
It was my first one ever to watch.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was my first day. That popped my cherry.
So being
I loved it.
Jesus Christ.
I loved it.
Hold on.
Because we were both off work the next day, and
yeah.
I know McShane was talking, or you and McShane, you and Aaron were talking about it, and I looked at Tabby. Mm-hmm. You think McShane would send a link and we could all like watch it in the watch it together like as a group?
Absolutely.
Like, let's fucking go.
And McShane goes, fuck it.
Yeah,
here's a link.
Let's go.
Just go for it. It's fine.
Go to the studio.
My childhood trauma was that was history. History.
It's for her story.
that was the that homeschool wise. That was history. That's like you're gonna learn history. So that's how I learned of the oh my god, it's so bad.
I had a great fucking time.
But
I thought it was a fun night.
Everybody that was included in that was fun. So if we do it next year,
we
should record it and like drop it on whoever is included our episode, like the same week.
We'll make it a show.
And just, make it a show.
We'll put
because
it on.
That's,
it'll be, you know, it'll go on Patreon. It'll be Patreon.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It'll be Patreon.
But it was fun. Oh, my God. It was so fun. I'm just trying to keep up with everything. I'm like, okay, Kamala Harris stands up. You drink one. Joe Biden looks blankly into the camera. You drink one.
There was one. It was a MAGA heckler.
MAGA heckler.
And we had two of those.
Oh yeah,
two of them.
the drinking aspect of those are the best because you just know what's coming.
On a Tuesday, you're fucked. Just call in
the
next day.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
nothing good.
It should be a national holiday like Cinco de Mayo or something.
That would be amazing. It's a holiday. Businesses are closed the next day. Everybody's off work.
Yeah. That St. Patrick's Day. I mean, come on. Let's get real. Sure. We all know what everyone's doing the night before. Why would you want us to work the next day?
Exactly.
Yep. Exactly. Why do you want me to be responsible the next day? It's bad enough we have to like show up on a Monday.
Who's a responsible adult the next
day? You see this motherfucker that's running the country? You want us to show up after he said all this dumb shit?
That's true. Define responsible adult when our freaking president is a senile, diaper shitting.
You could tell the zombie next day at work who was a part of the drinking portion.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Like, I went to work. I was like, oh my God, this hurts so bad.
Yeah.
And some people were like, I'm okay. I'm like, you didn't watch the State of the Union.
I used a sick day for that the next day.
This hurts so bad. Fuck my life. I hate this.
That's a trooper. That's a trooper.
So hard. This was during the week. This wasn't State of the Union or anything, but I drank so hard night before. I went to work, worked a full day, and then taught class that night.
Mm.
And one of my kung fu students, when we touched hands, and I was still shaking. He's like, "Did you drink last night?" I'm like, "Dude, yes, I did. I'm still drunk." That, mind you, I have class at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah,
and I was still fucking shaking from it. So.
Did you still smell it on you too?
Oh yeah. I smelled.
Those were the worst days.
And then I just fucking tore him up anyway. And he's like, "Okay, you're better drunk than I am sober. So I'll see you next week."
Well, you have the greater experience.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And you know what? You know what's great about what I do? The drunker you get, the more loose you get, which makes you more effective. So it's great.
That's what she said.
Dude.
Exactly.
My best sports. Any sport that I played growing up, not growing. Okay, that sounds really bad.
No. After I was able to start drinking, yeah.
I always was absolutely superior either when I was sick or drunk still.
Yep.
Dude, and I was I Travis Kelce my ass.
Yeah. Dude, no, fuck seriously. Him. We not to brag, but when we were playing flag football, we were playing in a league called Fast Action. So it was like 4-on-4. So you just run routes and catch passes and try your best to defend, you know. And I mean, you know, some of the scores of these games were like, you know, 72-80.
Yeah.
It was just fun as hell, just all offense. But we became
Madden numbers.
Yeah, exactly. but we got a rep in the league that if Whiskey Hell, because that was our team name, if Whiskey Hell had been drinking the night before, you were not going to beat them. Yeah, don't show up. You're not going to win. Because if they're fucked up, you're fucked. I mean, the drunker we were, the better we played. McShane's hands got looser. I got faster. Hefe could throw farther and harder. It was just crazy.
And the worst part was we didn't give a fuck.
No, yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, oh, you want to fight?
Zero fucks. All right. This is cool.
The score is 0-0, and I will absolutely punch your face.
McShane, how tall are you?
6'4".
See, if I saw you like running at me, like I can see in your eyes, you're ready to put me on the ground, but you're going to send me about 10 feet behind backwards before
that's how I played. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, yeah. I couldn't do it now. Trust me. That's how I played.
Should I tell the story? I'll tell you the shortened version.
Okay.
So there was a team. Well, the big night, the big fight. There was a team.
The Mormon boys.
The Mormon boys. We had a rival.
The BYU.
With.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They were fucking assholes. They were Mormons. They were sober. We were drunk.
Which has nothing to do with just because they're Mormons doesn't make them assholes. They were just assholes. But you can kind of get the idea.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were straight edge.
Organized religion is fucking assholes, but yeah,
they were straight edge. We were everything, but we were curved at every angle. Yeah. We had a rivalry with them from the season before. This was the second season that they were in the league. We had been there for a while. And so we're playing them, and I think it was a playoff game. If not, it had playoff implications. And
yeah.
Our boy Derek, who, I mean, I don't know what he's doing now, but he was like a sleeper car. Like, you would have never guessed this car could go 400 miles an hour.
Shout out
but
to
that's who Derek was. He would just ball on everybody. You'd look at him. He's wearing, literally, he would play in fucking Vans and Argyle wool socks.
Nice.
Yep. And so people would be like, okay, I'll cover this white boy. And then he'd fucking ball all over him all game.
He had moves like Barry Sanders. He was,
he was your running back.
He wasn't even in cleats. No, he was a wide receiver.
6'1" wide out. Yeah. He was.
And he was the only guy on the field faster than me. But yeah, so anyway, Derek goes up and catches this pass over one of the Mormons at right before halftime. And the Mormon, like Derek kind of falls down, but the Mormon picks him up and like body slams him to the ground. And so it's fucking on. So all hell breaks loose, right? I grab the guy that picked Derek up. I body slam him to the ground. I'm hitting him in the face while I'm sitting behind him. And somebody,
because so you refer to him as just the Mormon.
He's the Mormon. Yeah. And he was the biggest Mormon. So I'm jacking him up in the face. His brother comes and kicks me in the ribs. And so, okay. So I just picture like pure chaos. Hefe's out of the fight. He doesn't want anything to do with it. Our friend Andy, who has been waiting for this moment his whole life, just like literally like WWE body slams somebody, just like flies to the air, body slams someone. He is like a pig in shit. And I after like things kind of, we got separated and I look over and this guy runs up behind McShane and grabs the back of his shirt and tries to pull him down by his shirt.
Oh, horse.
But all he pulls is the shirt off of McShane. So there's this hulking fucking beast of a man standing there without a shirt on now. And he turns around. He's like, somebody fight me. And everybody's like scattering, running away from.
Wait, McShane. Nobody would get near me.
Is this McShane that said somebody fight me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was,
it was
begging
me.
For someone to fight him, and it was me and McShane. Derek.
They just ran away. I was like, well, this isn't fun.
And it left me, Derek, and Andy fighting everybody because Hefe didn't want anything to do with it, and no one would fight McShane. It was so funny. Oh my god,
McShane, I would fight you.
You would lose in a New York minute.
I don't give a fuck.
I appreciate that.
I would fight him too. And that's, I think McShane and I have always, McShane and I have like always that. Gotten along because like, it's like, if we need to solve a problem, we'll throw down with each other. We just never had any problems with one another. Like,
yeah,
we've always been straight, but I would fight him, but nobody that day would go near him. It was so funny. Oh my god. And then the fight got stopped because one of the Mormons, Derek, had him in a headlock, and the Mormon got his teeth around Derek's thumb and bit him and drew blood.
Yeah.
And so everyone was like, okay.
Oh, blood.
Everyone was like, oh yeah, there's blood. Stop the fight. And so they broke it up and an ambulance came and gave Derek a tetanus shot.
Because
he got bit by a Mormon.
Such a bitch move.
Yeah, all I see is after there's blood, I just see a big giant sweating, hulking, shirtless McShane grab the Mormon by the throat and go, he said stop, and palm him on the chest. Yeah.
Dude, I wish
it would have gone
so
like
bad.
That. Oh my god. It was
I've never had anybody literally run away from me. I'm like, I'm not fucking running after you, you
somebody
bitch.
Fight me.
Shane,
it was so great. And meanwhile, I'm handling like 2.5 guys myself, and McShane's like, somebody fight me, please. Somebody.
Fitz has to fight two people because
this is
fuck fighting McShane.
Yeah. I don't want anything to do with that guy.
I'll fight Fitz. I don't want to fight this guy.
That reminds me of like if you and Jace
if
you and Jace were at a bar because he runs his mouth.
He talks so much
so much shit. And that you would be amazing. Like, I got you. And you would fight them.
I wouldn't defend him. He's one of those people that I want to watch him talk shit at a bar and get
and then step back
I've
and
already,
just let him get steamrolled. Yeah.
You already
I would just sit at the
no,
table.
I fought him that one night.
Well, when you got him? Yeah.
Yeah. When I who when he was punching me?
Yeah. Yeah.
At the bar and he said, bitch, buy me drinks, and he was fucking wailing on me.
Her brother. We got him back. very well, though, because later that evening, it was his turn to go up and sing karaoke. But before that happened, a friend of ours that we were with, she was having a toothache issue, so she had Orajel. So we took the Orajel and we
put it in the drink
around her. We rubbed it around the
rim. It was prescription strength Orajel.
Oh,
that'll do it.
So we took a sploot of it and we rubbed it around the rim of his beer bottle.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. But it wasn't just prescription Orajel.
What else was it?
Pubes.
Oh, I put my pubes in his beer.
You and his best friend at the time.
Look, you don't. No, don't care
they
who
went
you are,
hardcore and they plucked pubes and put it in the beer.
I don't care who you are. You're not going to disrespect a lady like that.
That's fantastic.
You don't understand.
You're an evil, evil bastard. I love it.
He was literally like,
oh, dude,
fucking
I grabbed
frogging
a handful of ball hair and just
like
yanked,
punching me, saying, "Bitch, buy me a beer. You owe me a beer. You're my big sister. You owe me. You owe me." I'm like, I don't owe you shit.
With a numb mouth, he drank my pubes and then went to go sing karaoke. And you just the amount of drool. He couldn't speak.
No, he got up there and he was like,
he's one of those people that loves to. God, I hope he doesn't listen to because he listens to the show.
He doesn't listen to the show.
He likes to brag about how great of a singer he is. He goes to drink and do karaoke. He doesn't drink anymore. He's quit. He's not like that anymore.
I'm a better singer than he.
All right. Fitz and I, we don't go out of our way to give cause trouble.
We don't. Sometimes I do, but mostly I don't.
It just works out that
right.
This particular night that McShane's about to discuss, because I know where you're going with this.
Well, this night, better storyteller. I'm going to let you tell the story. Mike, you brought up you don't treat a woman this way.
You don't disrespect my woman.
Another story. Yours or any. I mean,
don't talk to a woman.
Everybody should be cool. At the end of the day, let's all be cool.
Tell that bitch to be assholes.
Exactly. So we were at this place called Copper Blues in Fitz.
Downtown Phoenix. They had like 80 taps.
It's
called Copper Blues is because they have live music, which is often the blues, but they have all the kegs in the back of the bar and then all the lines running in copper lines down to all the taps. And it's a beautiful place. But anyway, we were there for some kind of celebration. It might have been for me and my wife for getting engaged or something. I don't remember, but we were in town. We went out. We
was invited
your mom's everybody.
Birthday?
I don't remember. I don't know.
No, I think it was engagement.
It was some kind of celebration. But so we had 20 of our friends out. I mean, there a lot of people showed up.
Yeah, it was something like that. There was a few of your and my friends there, but I mean, most of them were like Tina's and stuff. So
Yeah. So we're drinking. We're having a good time. We're ordering the good stuff. And there's this dude who's just... He was three sheets to the wind when we got there. Now fast forward an hour and a half. Yeah. And he wasn't just starting shit. He was talking to my wife. He was talking to her friend, Stephanie. He was talking to some of the other ladies. And okay, you're talking. No big deal. But I could see Stephanie was the first one who was like, "Hey, back up." And he kind of did the drunk like, "Oh." And then he got really handsy. He started grabbing butts. So I was like, the fuck you did. So I went over there and I got in his face. And the best part of the story is my mom was there. My mom was talking to Steve. They hadn't seen each other in a while. So my mom's talking to McShane. And my mom's telling the story and McShane just goes, excuse me a moment. I'm
gotta
sorry.
Go.
I gotta go. And he politely stops my mom from her story because he sees me getting into some shit with this dude. Who can't even see straight. He's seeing three of me.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like in his face. And he goes, "Dude, I am gonna fuck you up." And I'm like, "You have no idea the hornet's nest you're about to step in." I'm the worst of your problems, and I have all of my friends on their way right now. I said that to him because I knew McShane saw it, Hefe saw it. Who else was there that night? Oh, my Kung Fu brother, Jonathan, was there, and he saw
it. Was John there?
Yeah, John was there. But so yeah, I don't know who else is coming. I just know that I'm going to fuck this guy up. So I'm talking this shit, and he's like, yeah, whatever, because I'm not imposing or whatever. And all of a sudden, he's like, he's got this smile, and all of a sudden, I see him look up, and his fucking face falls off. He just, like, gets this worried look, and he's looking up over my shoulder, and I just know McShane's standing right behind me. And I'm like, are you okay, bro? Like, he just was like, he sat down, he got calm. Just... He fucking sobered up right then and there.
That was when the bouncer came in, grabbed him by the neck, and said, yeah, you're gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he looks back at me. I just give him a thumbs up, and he's like, this. And now I'm like, all right, we're good.
Yeah. He was so ready to start shit with me, but as soon as like this shadow of a fucking beast showed up behind me, I'm like, you have no idea, dude. Don't step in this hornet's nest. But what was awesome was he's kind of a regular douchebag there. And so the manager of the place came up and she talked to me. She's like, what happened? I'm telling her, I'm like, hey, you know, we got all my friends here. He starts touching girls' butts. I said, I just wanted to take care of it. She's like, I understand. How about we buy a round of shots for all of your friends? So she bought us all. She's like, what do you want? So yeah, she like made it right. It was the best fucking night after that.
Even though she didn't need to make it right.
No, she didn't have to, because it was done. It was taken care of. The bouncers did their job.
She was just trying to make things cool again.
Yeah, because she knew he was a perpetual douchebag. So anyway, it was a good night. Good night.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That was fun.
That sounds
like you had your Roadhouse moment.
it was.
We've had a few.
Yeah.
We've had a few.
Yeah. We've had a few Roadhouse moments.
You almost had one a couple weeks ago.
Oh. The fucking drunk bitch at Carrie.
Yeah, what happened with that? I only heard the aftermath of that. It sounded like it was a blast, though.
Oh my god. So it was the birthday weekend. So my birthday was on Sunday. I went on Saturday. And so it was like me, Bill, Kirsten, Michaela, Sierra, the two little sisters.
People that only you and I know.
Right.
Shout out to all of them.
So we were just going up to karaoke just with random songs and songs that we've never done before, just being stupid. So Bill and Kirsten left. It was like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Gunner was sick, so I didn't get to go.
You don't go to karaoke.
It was your birthday. I would have gone for that. You and I both know this. Continue your Roadhouse story.
But
you're almost Roadhouse story.
Almost. Oh, it was almost Roadhouse story. It was almost so much. I had a chance. Oh my god, I had a chance. So, it was me, Michaela, and Sierra at the end of the night. We're at my table. So the table next to the stage is my table, regardless. Like, if there's a party going on, I can walk in the door and that's my table for the six chairs, three on one side, three on the other. So it's my table.
Got it.
And so we're just hanging out there. This girl comes up after I sang and I sat down and she's like, oh my god, you just sang so good. That was so good. And you should sing with me. We should sing a song together. I'm like, okay, that's cool. No, I'm good. This is fine. We're having a good night. We're singing random ridiculous songs. Like Michaela sang Ken, the Barbie movie Ken song whatever.
We're familiar.
Yeah. I'm not familiar, but we're just choosing random ridiculous songs for each other. And she was just like, oh god, that was so good. Your song was so good. We should sing together. And
her
voice
is the most annoying thing I've ever heard.
Oh my god, it's so annoying. So
it's
she's
SoCal Valley girl.
Oh, it's so
And it's like syrupy also.
It was so bad. So I go up to the bar. I'm like, hey, so when I go to my bar, they have my drinks just specifically for
White,
me.
White Claw.
It's White Claw, but I'm working on Sal to get me my beers. So I'm like, hey, can I have other drinks? So she's next to me and she's like, we should totally sing a song together. I was like, okay, you choose a song. I'll wing it as I always do. Let's go. We'll wing it.
Wait, can we just real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cause this is clearly a female thing. And uh-huh. I'm coming from a place of ignorance. Cause I don't understand.
No.
I would never ask another strange dude to sing a song with me. Is that her like saying my pussy's bigger than yours, or like what is that? What is, no, is that a challenge?
Like, no, it's not a challenge. It's like, I like you. You're cool. We're gonna hang out. Like, we should totally be friends. Okay.
All right. So she's trying to finger you, and you're not wet enough.
No, it's
you're not having it. Yeah.
No, all it's right. Not her trying to finger me. It's her trying to
hold up. What now?
So there it was.
Sorry. I have to make everything sexual. My bad. But I'm just saying, is she trying to get get in your head?
No.
Or
trying to be friends. Like, she wants to hold my hand. She wants to have like
typical run of the mill
birthday parties. Like, hey, we're gonna hang out.
So like if we puke later, you hold my hair, I'll hold yours.
No, she's not that much of a friend. That's she's like, okay. You're going to throw up. I'm going to say, cool, you're throwing up. I understand you're throwing up, but I'm just here for you. That's
all
it.
Right, I got, it's not all right, like, I got you.
I'm going to be in the bathroom.
I had to clear that up because I didn't understand if she was playing mind games or she like legitimately wanted to sing with you.
No,
and that was like a...
She sees that someone is better at something than her,
and she wants to ride.
She's trying to ride the coattails.
Yeah.
So it's me walking up and being like, "Hey, do you want to play darts?
I know
you're better at darts than me. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna be on a team because you're better than me.
I need you to make me look good.
There we go.
Gotcha.
So I get up, I sing a song, I walk off the stage. Everybody's like, "Woo!" And so she gets up, I go to the bar, and she's singing Creep by Radiohead.
Okay.
So I previously 3 hours.
Nothing good comes from this.
I'm a creep. Touch my wiener.
No, it's not a wiener. At this point, it's not a
wiener. That's not their song?
No, it's not. No, not her version.
That's the
word. So
that's the correct version, though.
I'm a creep.
So I sang.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm derailed now. I can't get that. That's going to be stuck in my fucking head.
Hold on.
For the rest of the night.
Hold on.
Put it on the Whiskey Hell Doc for tomorrow night.
Yeah. Hold on. This gets better. I promise you this gets better.
Weird mic covers.
So I sang the piano acoustic, like softer version. And then she gets up there to sing the regular version. And she is literally like, I don't know how she did it, but she was like fucking the microphone and screaming at the same time. And she's like, I'm a creep.
You're shaking the table.
Sorry. But she's
That's
like,
the song you scream to.
And she's like, literally like, fucking the microphone and screaming into it at the same time. I don't know how this happens. And she's making the entire song sexual. And I'm like, this song is not about sexuality and not being sexual. The song is about being a complete weirdo and no one understands your weirdness.
Yeah. Your borderline stalker, psycho. Yeah.
Right.
It's...
So, and she... So as like me, Michaela and Sierra are sitting at the table, and Michaela does not like people touching her. She is not a person to touch unless she knows you very, very well. Like, me and Mike are the only two people in existence that I know of that could touch her. Like, Mike could touch her, but I can hug her.
I can hug her.
But it's one of those things. And she was like rubbing on Michaela, like just rubbing rubbing Michaela.
Why do people do that? That's just weird anyway.
And so I go back to the bar. It's not okay. And then she starts talking shit. She's like, oh, so you think you could blah, blah, blah. You think you could sing better than me. You think you can. And I looked at the bar owner and I'm like, can I throw hands? I'm a throw hands on this bitch. And he looks me, he grabs my face and looks me dead in the face. And he goes, baby, if you want to throw hands, you can throw hands at her. There will be no police called. And I was like, oh no police? He goes, no police. I was like, oh my God.
And green light.
Oh my God. Super green light.
And go.
And we're going to go. So I was like, oh, so fucking God. My knuckles were hurting so bad. I wanted to fucking knock her out so bad because she just touched my best friend, my little sister. I'm like ready to go. And she was gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's it. We're going home. This is it. Tip the karaoke DJ, tip the bartender. I'm going to drive home like four blocks drunk and we're done. This is it. I said, if she shows up again, you need to message me because I'm about to fight this bitch. I'm going to fight this bitch. Like the whole night I'm sitting there like wanting to fight this bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. I don't know how we got from Star Wars D&D game to bar fights, but
here we
I'm in for it.
Oh no,
I'm here for it.
Because there was Star Wars D&D fights, which was us on the starship.
With the April 8th eclipse.
April 8th eclipse.
It did start with that, right?
Which I'm not scared. Whatever. It's all
actually. I think it started with Fitz. Fitting any hole.
As always.
Yes,
and then
it,
it just decayed from there. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we went from the
to recap.
Eclipse and D&D and then went to Star Wars back to D&D.
And GG out. We went a little bit back and forth with GG out.
In summary.
Yep.
That was the show, Doc, for the Grace Taproom Podcast Insiders.
There it is.
All right. Well, on that note, Fitz McShane, thank you guys so much for setting aside some time to hang with us tonight and drink beers and talk some shit with us. It's been so
anytime.
Fun. Yeah.
We love you both so much.
Oh my
You're amazing.
God, I love you so much.
But before we put a pin in this, guys, anything you have to promote, plug, please, the floor is yours. Go for it.
At @whiskey_hell is the X follow. If you guys want to check that out, you guys can go and see us on any platform you like to get your podcasts, including YouTube. We're even on Rumble, TikTok, IMDb. I think we're called Whores, but it's Whiskey Hell Podcast. Download us, reach out to us. We love to chat. As you can see, this is what we do. Fitz, where can we find you?
I don't know.
Anywhere.
I really don't know. In your holes.
It's at Fitz from WH Pod. There you go. I got
thank
you.
Yeah, I never remember what my Twitter handle is, but yeah, you can find me there. And honestly, I just once again extending a very gracious hand to Grace Tap Room. You guys were one of our first I guess contacts in the podcasting world when we got back into it, and then quickly became friends, and now I just feel like you guys are family. You're part of the tribe, and we just I can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys. So if this is your first time listening to Grace Tap Room, don't make it your last. Great show and great people. And we're just honored to be here. So thanks for inviting us.
Hell yeah. And thank you for the kind words. And we love you both. We love you guys. And I guess Hefe also. so much.
Only for the farm report.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. If there's a farm report. Yeah.
And his massive junk.
That's my.
We need to get hard-ons for Hefe trending again. We need to work.
Yes. We really do. Yes, we do. You know what? Title of the episode.
Hard-ons for Hefe farm report.
Nice. All right. I love this.
I love it.
But we, like Fitz said, we love you guys. So thank you so much. There's a lot of phonies in the podcast world, and you guys are the real deal. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, you're the exception to that. Yeah, for sure.
And we will see you guys on your show in the fucking chat tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Love it.
Monday night. The next show drops.
If you guys, anyone listening, if you're not in the Whiskey Hill Insiders Patreon.
Jesus Christ, it's so much fun.
You're doing yourself a huge injustice. Get in there. The chat is awesome. Watching these two and sometimes Hefe. Go back and forth.
We don't get to watch them, we get to hear them, and then you also get to be a part of the after show.
Yeah.
No, not just the after show, but the drinking portion.
The drinking game in between.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty substantial. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. You can.
It's.
You can listen to McShane sigh. You can listen to Fitz get sexual with his beers. Aaron might even
sleep.
Beard is going to talk about a gun
or two.
America.
And everybody drinks everything they've got. They chug everything if somebody talks about pronouns.
If I say something retarded, then you take a drink.
Yeah, or talk like a dude.
If Tab wants to be a man,
yeah,
take a drink.
Fucking pansy ass bitches.
It is a highlight of the whole week. I guarantee you all listening right now. Patreon.com/ correct me if I'm wrong, Whiskey Hill Pod or Whiskey Hill Insiders?
It's Whiskey Hill Insiders, but just Whiskey Hill, you'll find us.
Okay. Yeah, Patreon.com/ Whiskey Hill. Get into it and look to their Patreon too, because we have shows.
Oh, yeah. We have two good shows
that we were supposed to record tonight, but we got caught up with Bruise and Banter earlier
for like 6.5 hours.
Yep.
A long time. So we will listen to me talking to me like that.
Oh, it's Kentucky.
We shut the fuck up. We will.
He says with his Tennessee hat on.
Hold on. Jesus fuck. We will release the episode for Last Call on April 1st. We will have, gosh darn it.
That's the same day this episode.
We will also have next week, not this week, but next week, we're gonna have depending on who the guest is, for the Gray's Taproom recast.
Taproom recast returns next week.
We have to find a movie to recast at the last minute, as we always do.
I think Tu Wong Fu might be on the dot.
Okay. I'm fine.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Yeah.
Okay. And
do one of you want to name it right now?
No, I'm not going to commit, but I'm going to say that needs to happen soon.
Okay.
We'll play it by ear.
That's fine.
Right. Tune in next week when our collective, very dear friend, Beard of Liberty, will be on the show.
Nice. That's going to be a killer show.
Fuck yeah. Beard.
For a special Beer of Liberty episode.
Yes. Yes.
And we will see you guys next week. We love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Tab, take us out of here.
As always, thanks for listening to this episode. Don't forget to check out our link tree at linktr.ee/Gray's Taproom Podcast 2. You will find many ways to support us. Buy us a coffee, because we will be hungover after this episode. You can subscribe to our Patreon. 3 tiers are available for you. Get your buzzed on for $3, get tipsy for $5, or fully loaded for $10.
Don't text and drive, don't drink and drive, and always drink responsibly.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Taproom closed.
Good night.
Bye.